For the first time in almost 400 days, international tourists landed at Queenstown Airport to tears, cheers, offers of free bungee jumps, and relief that not only were friends and family reunited, but that the Australian tourists were back. Qantas Flight 121 touched down shortly before 2:30pm to cheers from airport ground crew, with about 100 passengers on board. It's the financial lifeline the tourist town has long wanted and marks what many hope will be the start of the town's recovery after it was decimated by the tourist border closures. Belinda McKimmon was there.
A crowd of about 100 people, including media, airport staff, and the town's mayor, crowded into the narrow international arrivals area this afternoon, ready to welcome the first international visitors into Queenstown in over a year. Entering this small arrival area to be faced with a glare of cameras, a live band, and a personal welcome from the mayor of Queenstown, Jim Bolt, is not your typical airport welcome. But Queenstown has waited a long time for this moment, so could be excused for maybe going a little bit over the top. Among those waiting were Riverton couple Dennis and Linnell Woods, waiting for their brother-in-law.
They live in Sydney, but they have a home and have a house in Queenstown, so they love coming here and they come here as often as possible, but obviously haven't been here for 14 months, I think it's 14 months.
About 14 to 15 months, so they are, bursting to get back to their house.
And their brother-in-law, Rob Miller, was one of the first off the plane, dressed in a tux for the occasion. An emotional Rob Miller said he had been away for 13 long months and he was thrilled to be back. He says the land and the people are so important to him, he had to be on the first flight.
Well, it's that important. The land means so much to us that we had to be here straight away, had to be the first ones.
You're based in Sydney, but you've got a home here, that's right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so how long are you going to be here for this trip?
Well, I bought a one-way ticket.
But it wasn't just returning visitors reuniting with family. Among the passengers were honeymooners, Tram and Alexander, from Canberra, who were married last week and are here for 6 days.
We didn't know what to do for our honeymoon. We wanted to go somewhere else. We actually really wanted to go to New Zealand, but obviously everything was shut down. Then a few days, I think like 5 days before the wedding, they announced it. It was open or something. It was very recent. And we just booked straight away. And here we are.
Renee Marshall and her husband were originally planning to visit Queensland, but once the bubble was announced, she changed her plans and booked Queenstown. This is her third trip to the town, and she says she was excited to visit again.
Oh, I just love the mountains, and this time of year is quite beautiful, not being so chilly. And my husband's Italian, and he's never been here, so I thought it'd be a great opportunity for us to have a beautiful holiday after such a problematic time.
But amongst all the celebration today, Queenstown leaders and tourist operators know it's not business as usual. Mayor Jim Bolt says COVID has been a wake-up call for the tourist-reliant town, and it must now focus on diversification of industries in the town.
This has been a short, sharp wake-up call for our district and the whole of the tourism industry. Where we sit, we are going to ensure that we work hard on diversifying our economy locally. But let's remember how special it is to have our visitors coming here.
The first Air New Zealand flight from Australia arrives tomorrow, with about 20 international flights due each week, building to about 60 flights during the ski season. In Queenstown for Checkpoint, Belinda McKimmon.